This morning on WCHL, it looks like the Hagen-Tillis race will come down to the wire.
Republican voters are really unifying around Tom Tillis as the election nears.
A dispute in northern Chapel Hill late Tuesday night landed one man in the hospital and led police to a Carborough apartment complex.
The officers that responded there found a subject laying on the ground who was bleeding from the head.
And the North Carolina General Assembly has finally closed its doors in a two-year session. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, we turn to the Carolina football offense, where the quarterback race is still neck and neck, according to the head coach. And the options the starting play caller will have to choose from this year are getting bigger, faster, and stronger. And
enjoy braided baseball star Monet Davis while her fleeting fame lasts.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 73 degrees in Chapel Hill in the beginning of a really warm day. Look for a high this afternoon of about 96. And partly sunny today. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Temperatures back off a couple of degrees by tomorrow, and then over the weekend, our high temperatures will be in the 80s. Brands of peanut butter and almond butter sold at Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Safeway, and Kroger have been recalled for suspected salmonella contamination. The Associated Press reports that New York-based Hain Celestial Group, Inc. has pulled Arrowhead Mills peanut butters from the shelves, as well as Maranatha peanut and nut butters. Other private label brands sold at the four grocers mentioned were also recalled. Routine FDA testing found that the nut butters could pose a contamination risk that may be linked to four reported illnesses. The FDA did not comment on how many jars of nut butter were recalled, but again, if you shop at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, you might want to watch out for Arrowhead Mills peanut butter. It's been pulled from the shelves, as well as Maranatha peanut and nut butters. There's a possible salmonella contamination. The U.S. Senate race between Democratic incumbent Senator Kay Hagan and Republican North Carolina House Speaker Tom Tillis is tightening up to a likely toss-up. WCHL's Danny Hooley spoke with the director of public policy polling, and he has this report.
According to a public policy polling survey released this week, Hagan is at 42% with North Carolina voters, with Tillis receiving 38% if the election were held today. Last month, Hagan led Tillis 41-34, according to the same poll. PPP Director Tom Jensen said that the Republican base is slowly starting to line up behind Tillis after a bruising seven-way primary in May. Tillis received 46% of the vote in that contest, while Tea Party candidate Greg Brannon, his top challenger, got about 22%.
Republican voters are really unifying around Tom Tillis as the election nears. A month ago, Tillis was only up by 59 points with Republican voters. Now he's up by 71 points with Republican voters.
Jensen predicted that fading support for Libertarian candidate Sean Haugh of Durham will tighten things up to a one-point toss-up by November 4th.
The Libertarian candidate, Sean Haugh, is getting 8% of the vote. And if you ask people, the Haugh supporters, who their second choice would be, they say it would be Tillis by a 61-19 margin.
Both major candidates are running with low popularity overall. Hagan is at 42%, and her unpopularity reflects that of President Obama's in the state. Meanwhile, disapproval of the General Assembly and its handling of school budget-related issues in particular are hurting support for Tillis.
There was definitely an effort by Tom Tillis and the Republicans in the General Assembly this year to try to come across as more moderate on educational issues, but they don't seem to have had much success with voters on that front.
In another PPP poll released this week, North Carolina voters gave Republican Governor Pat McCrory an average C grade for the work he's done so far in office. He got an A or a B from 42% of voters, while 37% gave him a D or an F. Because he received more Fs than As, by 20% to 17%, he got an average of C. The governor's current approval rating is 43%, while 45% of voters disapprove of him. The poll also finds McCrory only 1 point ahead of North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper, his potential Democratic opponent in 2016, at 44-43%. You can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
A dispute at a northern Chapel Hill trailer park led Chapel Hill police to a Carborough apartment early Wednesday morning in pursuit of a suspect.
The officers that responded there found a subject laying on the ground near one of the trailers who's bleeding from the head. EMS transported this person to UNC Hospital. where he was admitted to the hospital.
That is Chapel Hill Police Public Information Sergeant Brian Walker. 19-year-old Christopher Jesus Delgadillo was admitted to the hospital. As of Wednesday afternoon, he was listed in fair condition, according to UNC Healthcare spokesperson Tom Hughes. 23-year-old Oziel Zermano was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon. The incident took place at Lakeview Mobile Home Park across from Timberline Shopping Center on Weaver Dairy Road.
It shows that he was released under $500 unsecure bond, brought before the magistrate and released under that bond.
Sergeant Walker says no additional motives, such as attempted robbery, were reported in connection with the assault. A Raleigh-based nonprofit organization that provides affordable rental housing will have to resubmit its application for tax credits next year to develop 8.5 acres off Legion Road as part of the new Ephesus Fordham District in Chapel Hill. According to a Town of Chapel Hill media release, DHIC of Raleigh made an oversight during the application process for state low-income tax credit funds to develop two rental communities. The plan includes 84 apartments for working families and 60 units for senior citizens. As a result of its error, DHIC was notified on August 15th that the application was unsuccessful. DHIC reportedly intends to resubmit an application to the North Carolina Housing Finance Agency in January. Greg Warren, the president of DHIC, is quoted in the media release as saying that it was an unfortunate setback, but it's not unusual to take 2 or 3 years for such projects to move forward. That is a quote. Chatham County residents should double-check your vehicle registration renewal before sticking the check in the mail. Some residents of Chatham County have gotten tax bills citing an incorrect county rate. Orange County's property tax rate is 87.8%, or 87.8 cents, per $100. Durham County's is 79.31 cents. However, Chatham County's rate is much lower at 62.19 cents. So if you get an incorrect tax rate, chances are you're going to be asked to pay more than you really should. So check it out. Not only would you overpay if the bill is incorrect, but the funds are going to the wrong county. If you received a bill from the DMV that's incorrect, you can call the DMV at 919-814-1779. You can find that number posted in this story on our website at chapelbro.com. The state Supreme Court has upheld a decision by North Carolina electric power regulators that allowed a Duke Energy subsidiary to raise rates on residential customers of the former Progress Energy by 7.5% over 2 years. The justices agreed yesterday there was enough evidence to justify the state Utilities Commission's decision last year on a specific profit margin. The increase affects former Progress Energy customers in much of eastern North Carolina and also in Asheville. Attorney General Roy Cooper had appealed the commission's decision, saying it failed to consider in detail the economic impact on customers when determining return on equity. Justice Barbara Jackson wrote Wednesday's ruling, which had no dissenting opinions. She said the agreement with Duke Energy included several provisions serving customer interests. North Carolina lawmakers have approved legislation they say makes the state the nation's first to address decades of toxic water pollution from residue left behind by coal-burning electricity plants. The General Assembly yesterday approved legislation addressing the problem unmasked 6 months ago when a coal ash spill from a Duke Energy plant coated 70 miles of the Dan River in gray sludge. The measure goes to the governor before becoming law. Environmentalists say the legislation improved on earlier efforts but did not go far enough. Lawmakers said the measure would reverse a Superior Court judge's ruling that Duke must take immediate action to eliminate groundwater contamination that crosses onto a neighboring property. Environmental attorney Frank Holloman says that will allow Duke to study the problem indefinitely before starting cleanup. And North Carolina's legislature has finally gone home for good after wrapping up its 2-year session in Raleigh. The Senate completed work last night by approving a compromise with the House on cleaning up coal ash ponds and a bill on unemployment insurance records, and finally adjourned. The House finished Wednesday afternoon. That means lawmakers won't come back unless there's a veto or a special session until the next edition of the North Carolina General Assembly in January. This year's work period began May 14th and ended 7 weeks later than predictions by legislative leaders as negotiations on the budget, coal ash, and economic incentives lingered. All kinds of disagreements happened. House Speaker Tom Tillis suggested it's possible Governor Pat McCrory could call lawmakers back and consider other economic incentives the governor wants approved. Senator Tom Apodaca says he prefers not to return. WCHL News Time, 7:16. It is time now for traffic and weather together. And it's brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Rand Northam tells me that we've got a little more congestion out there this morning than usual. Still no major problems to talk about. Nothing really out of the ordinary, but just for some reason a little bit busier this morning than it has been in the last couple of mornings. So just be aware of that. Also, there are some patches of just a little bit of fog out there this morning. So please be careful from that standpoint. Otherwise, things moving along fairly smoothly this morning. Anytime throughout the day, not just in the morning, but anytime, you can call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. If you're aware of a problem that we're not reporting, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. It's just that easy to get in touch. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather in just a moment. But first, a word for the Carolina Inn. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is the place where you can go and savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 73 degrees right now, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today, about 95 or 96. It's really going to be hot, muggy. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. And the low tonight in the low 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still 30% chance of rain in the afternoon, and our high in the low 90s, so almost as hot tomorrow. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of rain with a low down around 70. Thankfully, the temperatures won't be quite as hot over the weekend. We'll have a high on Saturday in the middle 80s, and a high on Sunday about 80 degrees. So cloudy skies pretty much all weekend, and not quite as hot, but today is really going to be a steamer.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
718 at WCHL. Festivities to mark the 25th anniversary of the Southern Folklife Collection at UNC will culminate with a concert by Merle Haggard and Tiff Merritt. The festival is scheduled for tonight through Saturday. Events start tonight with a dinner and an all-star benefit concert that includes Tiff Merritt. Also tonight, Wilson Library will host a retrospective exhibit that highlights the history, collections, and work of the Southern Folklife Collection. Friday's schedule includes a New Orleans brass band symposium. Merle Haggard, one of the most well-known names in all of country music, and Tiff Merritt, who is a local performer who has received a good deal of national prominence, will perform on Saturday in Memorial Hall in the UNC campus. Haggard is a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. Merritt is a North Carolina native who attended UNC. The Southern Folklife Collection opened back in 1989 as an archive dedicated to collecting and preserving our cultural heritage. In news around town this morning, head to the Arts Center in Carborough tomorrow night for the next Orange County Artist Salon. Hosted by the Orange County Arts Commission, the Artist Salon is a free event for artists of all kinds to meet, network, and build a better local arts community. The theme for this month is Market Your Art with Fine Photography. Jason Dowdle of Blue Sky Digital Photography will deliver a presentation. Again, this is tomorrow night from 6:30 until 9, the Artist Salon and the Arts Center's West End Theater, and refreshments will be served. 40 years ago in Philadelphia, 11 women were ordained as the first ever female priests in the history of the Episcopal Church. This Sunday, coming up at 4 in the afternoon, the Episcopal Church of the Advocate in Chapel Hill is hosting a celebration and commemoration of that event with two of the Philadelphia 11 in attendance. Sunday's event will include a Eucharist featuring a sermon by one of the 11, the Reverend Carter Hayward. The service will be followed by a panel discussion and a book table. The Church of the Advocate is located on Marin Road, just off Homestead in northern Chapel Hill. They're near Billabong. It's that beautiful old church that was moved to that location not too long ago. The event is free and open to everyone. Offerings and percentage book sales will be donated to Harvest for Hospitality. Time for WCHL Championship Sports and time for a little Carolina football. Countdown to Carolina football is 9 days. 9 days away from the season opener in Keenan Stadium on Saturday, August 30th. The Tar Heel offensive playmakers are grinding it out in Chapel Hill. UNC quarterback Mitch Trubisky continues to fight for the starting quarterback position against the incumbent Marquise Williams, while wide receiver Kendrick Singleton has bulked up in hopes of taking his game to the next level. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports on what's happening in the Carolina camp.
Trubisky has been toiling over the opportunity to snag the top spot on the depth chart away from junior Marquise Williams the entire offseason. And with the home opener only 9 days away, a starter is yet to be named by head coach Larry Fedora. From the outside, it appears both quarterbacks are right for the system and are likely set to see game action, at least for the first couple weeks inside the cozy confines of Keenan Stadium. But despite the intense competition for the leading role behind center, Trubisky says Williams has helped him grow in his self-belief.
For Marquise, I learned just be confident in yourself, be confident in your abilities. And he's told me that, like, no matter the competition, you got to believe you could be a job. And that's what I learned from Marquise. He's got a lot of confidence in himself. He's got confidence in the guys in the offense. And I think that's something I could definitely take away from him.
Trubisky says the coaching staff is pleased with the progress of both the quarterback competitors fighting for supremacy of the Tar Heel offense.
Coaches just tell us to do your best every day. They're not really worried about the competition. They know it's a great thing for our offense this far, and I think me and him just pushing each other every day makes our team better, and that's what they just keep telling us to go out and do. We've both been progressing, so the coaches have loved what they've seen so far.
Junior receiver Singleton is yet another weapon in the arsenal for the Trubisky-Williams duo. Nicknamed Bull, Singleton says the pieces of the puzzle are coming together in his third go-around in Chapel Hill.
Because I can see the whole picture. I know the whole offense now. I know what he does, and he don't know, ask me. You got this route, you got that route. I just see the whole picture.
A season ago, Singleton recorded 6 receptions for 66 yards and a touchdown, but he's looking to make a bigger splash in 2014 thanks in large part to the influence of senior tight end Jack Tabb.
Great leader, helped me with incredible whole bunch of things. Technique-wise, first step, second step, that's my biggest problems, you know, going into that new position in the backfield, you know, stepping different type of ways. Jack Tabb has been a great leader. He brings energy every day, and he always pushes me as well, pushes me to be the best I can be daily.
Singleton will provide another target for UNC to go along with reliable receivers like Quinshaw Davis and Bug Howard. Singleton has put on some extra weight in the offseason, but says he's still able to run with the best of them.
Well, I done gained 15, 20 pounds, and I'm at like 218. You know, and I'm still working. It went down, you know, training camp, running every day for 2.5 weeks. It went down, but I'm gonna be back, you know, soon. Started gaining weight. I was still running with the skill, so I maintained my speed. I could still run and make cuts and do different things, and it's been pretty nice.
And under the radar battle raging on the practice fields comes at the place kicker position. Senior East Chapel Hill High School product Thomas Moore is being challenged by promising freshman upstart Freeman Jones. Coach Fedora says the position remains up for grabs, although the inexperience of Jones shows.
Nah, I wouldn't say anybody's really separated themselves. I'd say the freshman is having the toughest transition between the two because he's learning the timing that you have on the college level. You don't just get to sit back there and as long as you want and kick the ball. You hope that the young guys come in, you know, you hope that they can take jobs, that they can compete with people and win a job. That means you're getting better.
With only 6 seniors dotting the Carolina roster this fall, the youth movement remains alive and well for the Tar Heels. There will be plenty of room for underclassmen to assume starring roles this fall. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And taking a quick look at the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers continuing to get ready for the regular season. While he's not quite ready to name starters, Panthers coach Ron Rivera is very pleased with how his offensive line has progressed following an offseason of change. Panthers lost 4 offensive linemen from last year's roster retirement, including longtime left tackle Jordan Gross. That is quite a loss and quite a lot of changes. Rivera calls it a bummer, and there's no question about that. 725 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Enjoy braided baseball star Monet Davis while her fleeting fame lasts. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The Little League World Series is always fun to watch, especially when a new phenomenon comes along every so often. This year, it is Monet Davis, the 6th girl to play in Williamsport, PA, and the first ever to pitch a shutout. the Little League and female version of Pirate star Andrew McCutcheon, Monet has also inspired lots of kids to grow their hair long into a braided ponytail. She can play a boys' game at 12 years old because she is as coordinated as any kid that age. And she's as strong as most boys because the physical differences of gender inequity have not yet set in. You may see her again, but probably not for 6 years or so until she shows up as a women's college basketball star. By then, she will be just another Little League World Series footnote. By then, she could also be the test case for the NCAA's appeal of the Ed O'Bannon ruling that athletes must be paid for use of their image and likeness by for-profit businesses. Monet's autograph is supposedly for sale on numerous eBay items, and the leading sports souvenir peddler in this country is ready to pay her $25,000 to sign 1,000 baseballs. But as of now, it still jeopardizes her eligibility to play college basketball, preferably for perennial power UConn. How stupid would that rule be 6 years in advance? You remember the TV commercials that had 10-year-old Sean Miller dribbling two basketballs between his legs like a little Pete Maravich? Miller went on to national TV shows and performed at halftimes of games from college to the NBA, but he could not accept any payment. Miller also went on to play at Pitt and is now the head coach at Arizona. What is the difference between all the items being signed in Williamsport by Monet going back to someone's trophy case or winding up on eBay with a price tag? Does Monet have anything to do with where those items go after she signs them? Of course not. She should copy what Johnny Manziel did at Texas A&M, signing hundreds of items for an autograph shop and then giving the money to his pals. That egregiously illegal act cost Johnny Football a first-half suspension in the first game of his last college season. Why can't Monet take advantage of her 15 minutes of fame? ESPN is making millions by televising her playing baseball, yet no one is legally allowed to show her any of that Monet. How absurd is that? This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Gosh, you're right about that. 728 at WCHL. Let me tell you what we're doing later on in the day. Today we have a special broadcast coming up from 4:30 until 6 at the brand new Charles House, the Winmore Open House. Charles House at 121 Della Street in the Winmore neighborhood off Homestead Road. And it is a special elder care home at Charles House. And we hope that you will come by, take a look, 121 Della Street, or certainly listen, and we'll tell you all about this brand new concept and what the wonderful work is that Paul Cleaver and all the folks at Charles House are doing. They have an open house from 4 until 6:30 p.m. We'll be there broadcasting from 4:30 until 6 right here on WCHL.
Do you get a bad feeling every time you spend money on your lawn without getting the results you were promised? Get the good feelings you deserve. And let the pros at Landscape Logic give you the direction and care you need to have a happy and healthy lawn.
Hello, my name is Brian Pop, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. Fall is the best time to aerate, seed, and top dress fescue lawns. Top dressing your lawn with organic material relieves compaction in clay-based soils, creating an avenue for water and nutrients to reach the root zone of your lawn before it runs off or evaporates. Our process guarantees your yard will stay greener longer and requires less watering. And our aftercare program protects your aesthetic and economic investment throughout the entire year. You can find us on the web at landscapelogicnc.com.
Landscape Logic, recently voted the best landscaping company in Chapel Hill by over 2,000 residents, making Landscape Logic the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Touchdown, Carolina!
It's a new beginning. Coach Larry Fedora's Tar Heels have high expectations for a new Carolina football season. It's year three and time to come together at Keenan Stadium. Opening game is Saturday, August 30th at 6 p.m. The opponent is Liberty. Let's get this season started and get our exclusive pregame coverage started with Countdown to Kickoff, just like usual, 3 hours before game time. Carolina football on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Go! Touchdown, Carolina!
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, 9 days away from Carolina's season opener in Keenan Stadium. Countdown to Carolina football, 9 days. 73 degrees right now, a hot day today. High today about 95 or 96. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy with slight chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, our high in the low 90s.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelboro.tv.
News There's update, I'm Dave Barrett. It was a special operations effort aimed at rescuing several U.S. hostages held in Syria. White House correspondent Peter Mayer says it was carried out this summer, but
when the rescue teams arrived, the hostages weren't where intelligence agencies thought they'd be held. Officials say the military team killed several militants before leaving Syria. One American suffered minor injuries.
James Foley was one of those hostages that the U.S. military hoped to rescue. Fellow journalist Nicholas Hennin, who was freed in April, had been held with Foley, says Foley's nationality may have been a key factor in his brutal execution.
Being an American, it was probably more targeted by the kidnappers.
Experts will now go over the execution video to find the person responsible for Foley's beheading. National security analyst Juan Zarate.
When you've got part of the face, you've got voice, maybe you've got certain movements of the body that present signature identifiers. Those are ways of identifying individuals.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
73 degrees, 732 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. If you've been eating peanut butter lately, you might want to listen up to this, particularly if you shop at Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. Brands of peanut butter and almond butters sold at Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Safeway, and Kroger also have been recalled for suspected salmonella contamination. The Associated Press reports that New York-based Hain Celestial Group, Inc. has pulled its Arrowhead Mills peanut butters off the shelves, as well as Maranatha peanut and nut butters. Other private label brands sold at the four grocers mentioned were also recalled. Routine FDA testing found that the nut butters could pose a contamination risk that may be linked to four reported illnesses. The FDA did not comment on how many jars of nut butter were recalled, but again, that one label we know about, Arrowhead Mills peanut butter, has been pulled off the shelves, as well as Maranatha peanut and nut butters at both Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, also at Safeway and Kroger. The U.S. Senate race between Democratic incumbent Senator Kay Hagan and Republican North Carolina House Speaker Tom Tillis is tightening to a likely toss-up. WCHL's Danny Hooley spoke with the Director of Public Policy Polling and has the story.
According to a public policy polling survey released this week, Hagan is at 42% with North Carolina voters, with Tillis receiving 38% if the election were held today. Last month, Hagan led Tillis 41-34, according to the same poll. PPP Director Tom Jensen said that the Republican base is slowly starting to line up behind Tillis after a bruising seven-way primary in May. Tillis received 46% of the vote in that contest, while Tea Party candidate Greg Brannon, his top challenger, got about 22%.
Republican voters are really unifying around Tom Tillis as the election nears. A month ago, Tillis was only up by 59 points with Republican voters. Now he's up by 71 points with Republican voters.
Jensen predicted that fading support for Libertarian candidate Sean Haugh of Durham will tighten things up to a one-point toss-up by November 4th.
The Libertarian candidate, Sean Haugh, is getting 8% of the vote. And if you ask people, the Haugh supporters, who their second choice would be, they say it would be Tillis by a 61-19 margin.
Both major candidates are running with low popularity overall. Hagan is at 42%, and her unpopularity reflects that of President Obama's in the state. Meanwhile, disapproval of the General Assembly and its handling of school budget-related issues in particular are hurting support for Tillis.
There was definitely an effort by Tom Tillis and the Republicans in the General Assembly this year to try to come across as more moderate on educational issues, but they don't seem to have had much success with voters on that front.
In another PPP poll released this week, North Carolina voters gave Republican Governor Pat McCrory an average C grade for the work he's done so far in office. He got an A or a B from 42% of voters, while 37% gave him a D or an F. Because he received more Fs than As, by 20% to 17%, he got an average of C. The governor's current approval rating is 43%, while 45% of voters disapprove of him. The poll also finds McCrory only 1 point ahead of North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper, his potential Democratic opponent in 2016, at 44-43%. You can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There was a dispute at a northern Chapel Hill trailer park, which led Chapel Hill police to a Carborough apartment early Wednesday morning in pursuit of a suspect. But again, it all started in North Chapel Hill.
The officers that responded there found a subject laying on the ground near one of the trailers who's bleeding from the head. EMS transported this person to UNC Hospital, where he was admitted to the hospital.
That is Chapel Hill Police Public Information Sergeant Brian Walker. 19-year-old Christopher Jesus Delgadillo was admitted to the hospital. As of yesterday afternoon, he was listed in fair condition, according to UNC Healthcare spokesperson Tom Hughes. 23-year-old Oziel Zermano was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon. The incident took place at Lakeview Mobile Home Park across from Timberline Shopping Center on Weaver Dairy Road.
It shows that he was released under $500 unsecure bond, brought before the magistrate and released under that bond.
Sergeant Walker says no additional motives, such as attempted robbery, were reported in connection with the assault. A Raleigh-based nonprofit organization that provides affordable rental housing will have to resubmit its application for tax credits next year to develop 8.5 acres off Leeson Road as part of the new Ephesus Fordham District in Chapel Hill. According to a Town of Chapel Hill media release, DHIC of Raleigh made an oversight during the application process for state low-income tax credit funds to develop 2 rental communities. The plan includes 84 apartments for working families and 60 units for senior citizens. As a result of its error, DHIC was notified on August 15th that the application was not successful. DHIC reportedly intends to resubmit an application to the North Carolina Housing Finance Agency in January. Greg Warren is the president of DHIC. He's quoted in the media release as saying, "It was an unfortunate setback, but it's not unusual to take 2 or 3 years for such projects to move forward." Certainly not unusual here in this community. Chatham County residents should double-check their vehicle registration renewals before sticking a check in the mail. You might want to listen up. This could save you some money if you live in Chatham County. Some residents of Chatham have received tax bills with the wrong county rate. Orange County's property tax rate is 87.8 cents per $100. Durham County's is 79.31 cents. However, Chatham County's rate is a lot lower at 62.19 cents. So we're talking about a big difference here. Not only would you be overpaying if the bill is incorrect, but the funds would be going to the wrong county and you wouldn't even get credit for it. Now, if you received a bill from the Division of Motor Vehicles that's incorrect, you can call the DMV and you can find the contact number posted in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. North Carolina lawmakers have approved legislation they say makes the state the nation's first to address decades of toxic water pollution from residue left behind by coal-burning electricity plants. The General Assembly on Wednesday approved legislation addressing the problem that was unmasked 6 months ago when a coal ash spill from a Duke Energy plant coated 70 miles of the Dan River in gray sludge. The measure goes to the governor before becoming law. Environmentalists say the legislation is an improvement on earlier efforts, but it doesn't go far enough. And North Carolina's legislature has finally gone home for good after wrapping up their 2-year session. We don't know if it's actually for good. The Senate completed work last night by approving a compromise with the House on cleaning up coal ash ponds and a bill on unemployment insurance records and adjourned. The House finished Wednesday afternoon. That means that lawmakers in Raleigh won't come back unless there's a veto or a special session until the next edition of the North Carolina General Assembly in January. This year's work period began May 14th and ended 7 weeks later than predictions by legislative leaders as negotiations on the budget, coal ash, economic incentives, all kinds of disagreements happened during the session. House Speaker Tom Tillis suggested it's possible that Governor Pat McCrory could call lawmakers back to consider other economic incentives that the governor wants approved. Senator Tom Apodaca says he prefers not to return. It's 7:40 at WCHL. Coming up next, we're going to tell you what's happening at chapelboro.com. And also, our commentary today is from Catherine Devine. She recently had some work done at her house, and she has kudos for her Spanish-speaking friends who did that work. That is on the way on WCHL.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
August is the official back-to-school season, so Performance BMW is joining the old bandwagon with our own back-to-school event. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Scott had to say about his Performance BMW experience.
The staff was super easy to work with and very friendly. They worked with me on the price and also ended up giving me a much better financing rate than my credit union. The service is seriously amazing.
Now that's a wow. During our August back-to-school event, you can lease a 2014 BMW 320i for $336 per month. Wow!
Stock number B4965. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $36,770 and selling price of $34,400. $2,757 down. Excludes $549 admin fee and tax. Financing with approved credit through BMFS. Offer expires 8/31/2014.
Performance BMW loves to give back to the community. And in honor of our back-to-school event, our nonprofit spotlight this month is PTA Thrift Shop. Learn more about their mission at ptathriftshop.org. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com where sales and service specials abound. Or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
73 degrees, 742 at WCHL. Rand Northam joins me now in the studio. And Rand, first of all, I know that we've been talking about this ice bucket challenge around here.
That's right.
A lot. I have had several people call me out on it and tell me they wanted me to do it and challenge me and all this kind of stuff. So Rand has actually called me out on it, too.
That I have.
And you want me to do this tomorrow, right?
That's right. So tomorrow, live on the air, at around 8:50, you're going to want to tune in because Ron Stutz is going to take the plunge.
Yeah.
Now, what I've done, too, Ron doesn't know this yet, but I have taken, we've got an ice maker here, and I wanted to make sure we had plenty of ice for you.
Oh, really?
So I've taken some ice out of the ice maker. And put it in a bucket and put that in the freezer.
Oh, no.
So the ice maker has plenty of time to make plenty of ice so that we're not short tomorrow in case Ron wants to go and have a few colder beverages to make sure that there's less ice. Well, he can't do that now because now there's extra ice being made. So we'll make sure that the ice bucket challenge is truly a cool one for you.
Were you going to make that you put aside, you're going to make sure it's not one solid block, right? So
that's
you don't
true,
knock
yeah.
me knock
no,
me
no,
out.
No, we're not going to knock you out. Yeah. Well, that's why we're doing it at the end of the show, too. If we knock you out, that's okay. We'll just send it off to Stephanie Miller anyway, like we usually do.
So we're going to do a video of this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to have video of it. We'll put that up on the website immediately and well, obviously, you can hear it live tomorrow morning, 8:50. That's when you're going to want to tune in.
I've had several people challenge me to do this, including you. But the very first one was Judge Alan Bedore.
That's right. Okay.
So, you know, Alan, I'm working on it. You know, may not have gotten it done as fast as you thought, but we're going to do it tomorrow.
Exactly. We're going to do it upright.
All right.
And mine is not an official challenge because I have not been challenged yet. And I know I can do it without being challenged.
Yeah.
I feel that's part of the game, you know, to be challenged. And then, so anyway,
I'll take care of that tomorrow.
I'm sure you will.
Well, what's happening at chapelbro.com?
Well, Jared Rogers returns and has another excellent article for us. He talks about a dancing fool, and it was Rogers himself who was that dancing fool to some Zydeco music. But he says in 24 years, he has no training of dancing. Happened to be in the rain, too. So, pretty cool little story he talks about. In our photo galleries, there was summer fun at Spence's Farm, and that is a family farm for kids in Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
Pretty fun little place there. So, you'll want to check out that photo gallery by Susan Murray. Check out the UNC sports page on our website, chapelboro.com. A couple great things going on there. First of all, the college pick'em is back. We want you to sign up for that. We're just, 9 days away now from kickoff of college football. We're only 1 day away from high school football kickoff. That's tomorrow night.
I did my first week picks yesterday.
Yeah. Well,
ready to go.
I'm going to go and check those out so I can pick differently.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Based on what I did last year.
Yeah. Well, everybody keeps asking me, "What am I? You're not picking Appalachian State over Michigan?" I said, mm-hmm. Not this year. Yeah. Thanks, folks, but not this time. And then also, we want you to get some great tickets to the UNC Liberty game. Mm-hmm. And it's a family four-pack that we're offering. If you look up on either the top of the page or on the sidebar of the page, you can find this family four-pack link. You click on that, and you can buy four tickets plus a $20 voucher for concessions, a $10 voucher for some kind of fan item, mm-hmm. and that's all, a $230 value for just $100. So find that link on our website, chapelboro.com, and purchase those tickets. You and three others can enjoy what are some great seats for one-fourth of the price, or sorry, I guess half of what the tickets are, but then you get that extra bonus, so it's less than half the price.
Countdown to Carolina football, 9 days.
Can't believe it.
Everybody stick around, because we got a surprise coming up for you in just a few minutes.
Hey.
With a clean joke. It's always kind of fun, but don't go away. Don't go anywhere. All right.
I'm staying right here.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rand.
Thank you.
746.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Catherine Devine, and I've had some work done. New roof, new gutters, new HVAC, ceiling repair, and a nifty paint job all in the last month. Things got a little hectic for sure, what with all the coming and going. But the 15 people who came and went were spectacular. Friendly and energetic, professional in every way, every one of them giving 100%. While all I did was watch. Anybody watching me do my work would yawn. Oh, look, honey, she's typing again. These workers carry heavy loads up and down extension ladders and crawl around in dark, damp spaces. The painters paint with surgical precision. The gutter guys get her done like there's nothing to it. What a humbling experience. I made a good living back in the day, but I never worked hard. I never got dirty or lifted anything heavier than a file folder in the course of a day's work. And I didn't have to learn a new language in order to get by, unlike the hard workers who showed up at my house cada mañana, buenos dias, and didn't leave until dark, buenas noches, bien hecho, amigos, estoy muy feliz. This is Catherine Devine.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
All right, now, time for traffic and weather together on WCHL 748. And traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic's still moving very smoothly out there. That is good news. Not really many delays, no accidents being reported right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely, and I forgot to mention, we've got high school football tomorrow night, but we've also got UNC women's soccer kicking things off here on the air tomorrow night as well. It's UNC and Stanford. Exciting stuff.
This is time of year when things get really busy around here.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
No question. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, the home of Dream Service. It is 73 degrees, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon. Our high today in the middle 90s, about 95 or 96. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, not quite as hot, but still high in the low 90s. On Saturday, our high about 85, and on Sunday, our high will be around 80. So that's a little bit better. 749 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond joins us now. Wayne, how are you this morning, sir?
Well, I'm sort of taking a scientific tack this morning here.
Oh, yeah?
Ron, my man, I know this is Jeff Danner's territory, not mine, but I thought I'd give it a shot anyway.
All right.
How are you, old boy?
Just fine. Got a little surprise for you after the word of the day, but
other than that, yeah. All right. Well, let's try it on here. Let's see if it fits. The word of the day is fissile. Fissile. F as in father. F-I-S-S-I-L-E. This is an adjective. And the definition is all about that which is splittable or dividable in the direction of the grain, or along, according to the wordsmith here I'm quoting, along the natural planes of cleavage. Planes of cleavage. I never thought we'd hear that word on the Word of the Day.
No, me either.
Or those words. But I will leave that to your several imagination to make of it what you will.
Well, wood would be a perfect example of that.
I-L-E.
Yeah.
Second definition, capable of undergoing fission. Are you fissible, Ron Boy?
No, I don't think so, man. No fracking allowed on me.
you are fissile every morning for 3 hours. That'd be my testimony if it were a court of law.
So. I'm going mobile.
You are always mobile. All right, F-I-S-S-I-L-E, fissile, an adjective capable of being split or divided, and secondary definition, capable of undergoing fission. So how do you like that, pal? I've stepped into the scientific pool, and I got a couple of toes wet, and I'm still breathing, huh?
Well, Jeff Danner would be proud of you.
All right, well, listen, have a good one, my man.
All right.
And I will be talking to you in the morning. Be a good boy.
That sounds good. Wayne Paz, word of the day on WCHL. Adios. Wayne's word brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call me and tell me the word of the day, spell it correctly, and define it. And if you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. It's 7:51.
97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. It's time now for the clean joke of the day. And boy, do I have a surprise for you. Let me roll back the clock. Back to several months ago, I guess. Aubrey Fox. The lovely and talented Aubrey Fox is here. Hi, Aubrey.
Hello. How are you?
Aubrey just happened to stop by the radio station, and I had to grab her to do a clean joke. Yeah, how's it going?
It's going great. I see you have a stack of jokes here waiting for me.
Yeah.
The one on the top.
Well, before you get to that,
yeah.
I don't want you to tell a joke yet.
Okay.
I want you to bring everybody up to date. Your life has completely changed since you last did a clean joke on WCHL.
So true. I'm a redhead now. No, just kidding.
That's not true.
Not true,
but she's a mom.
Yes, I'm a mom and have a 12-week-old baby boy.
Named Fox. The lovely and talented Aubrey Fox. Yep, fits perfectly.
Yes.
That's right.
And he is really, and I'm not biased, the cutest baby on the planet.
No, you're not biased at all. But you and Justin are just extremely ecstatic parents.
We are.
And I know that you're really happy, and you're working with the Chapel Hill Cobra Chamber of Commerce, and it is so good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you too, Ron.
Yeah, you look great.
Well, so do you.
You look better than ever.
You look better than ever.
Well, let's see if you're funnier than ever.
Well, you know, I could never take credit for the jokes.
Sure you can.
Well, I could, except that wouldn't be fair to Mae McClendon, because she just stuck in there for the long haul, lo these many years, providing us collectively with material for the clean joke of the day.
The more things change, the more some things remain the same.
Well said.
Yeah.
You ready?
You're welcome. Yes.
After a very busy day, a young woman settled down in her seat and closed her eyes as the train departed. As the train rolled out of the station, the guy sitting next to her pulled out his cell phone and started talking in a loud voice. Hi, sweetheart. It's Eric. I'm on the train. Yes, I know, the 6:30 and not the 4:30, but I had a long meeting. No, honey, not with that floozy from the accounts office, with the boss. No, sweetheart, you're the only one in my life. Yes, I'm sure. Cross my heart, et cetera, et cetera.
This is all really loud so everybody can hear it, right?
15 minutes later, he was still talking loudly when the young woman sitting next to him, who was obviously angered by his continuous dialogue, yelled at the top of her voice, "Hey, Eric, turn off that stupid phone and come back to bed." My guess is that Eric no longer uses his cell phone in public.
Pretty clever.
If that applies to you, you might want to think about that. Somebody might want to do that to you sometime. Boy, that is really terrible when somebody grabs the phone and they just start talking. You know, and I've spoken to so many people, I thought they were talking to me. And turns out they were on the phone. They had it hidden beneath their cheek and their shoulder.
And don't get me started on texting and driving.
No, don't. Aubrey, great to see you.
You too, Ron.
You haven't lost your touch.
Thank you.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Deb Blake is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Deb is an exceptional volunteer at Paws Forever. First of all, how did you get involved in this great organization?
I've always been an animal lover and had dogs all my life. As an adult, I've always had dogs. When I found out that Paws Forever was a guaranteed adoption sanctuary, I knew that would be a place for me.
Paws Forever does such great work. And Deb, I understand you recently got an award. You won the 2014 North Carolina Governor's Volunteer Service Award in the Perseverance category. What was your reaction when you found out you had won this honor? And second of all, what's the Perseverance thing all about?
I was shocked. There are so many wonderful people out there volunteering, giving love and their time and commitment to so many wonderful causes that I couldn't believe that I won it, to be honest with you. And it's the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me.
Well, you were honored also for your perseverance, and I'm wondering if there's an interesting story behind that.
Well, I was attacked by a dog and bitten in the face several years ago, and I had to have immediate surgery, of course, and it was a very frightening experience for me because, you know, I've never come up against a dog that I didn't love. So it was a setback for me, but I care so much about these animals that I overcame that.
I've been told that even though there are many wonderful folks who work with Paws Forever, you're one of the most compassionate, well-liked, and courageous volunteers ever at Paws Forever, and I know that the organization is happy to have you.
Well, Ron, all I can say is God bless every one of them because they're the people that should be getting the awards. Their love and their commitment to these animals and all the wonderful volunteers and especially the staff. These people are just fabulous.
Just so you'll know, Deb, you were nominated for this honor by Katie McClure.
She's about one of the finest women I have ever known. And we are so blessed to have her at Paws Forever.
If there's anyone who would like to get more involved with Paws Forever as a volunteer, if you'd like to contribute, or if you'd just like to find out more, go to pawsforever.org. And Deb Blake, thank you so much for being with us today, telling us your story, and congratulations. You're today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Oh, Ron, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Sal Galante, our expert in personal lines for the last 15 years.
Thanks, Mark. Insurance rates are governed by the state of North Carolina. We offer a fair price and exceptional customer service for your entire family. Make sure you are fully covered on any claims for fire, theft, and auto, even health care. Call me, Sal Galante, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarborough.com.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
It's going to be really hot today, 73 degrees right now. Look for a high today of 96. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Failed rescue for Americans held by ISIS.
Including journalist James Foley.
U.S. doctor winning the Ebola fight.
He could leave the hospital today.
Smaller crowds protest police shooting.
Tonight was a very good night in Ferguson.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Dramatic postscripts to the shocking murder of American journalist James Foley by ISIS terrorists. The U.S. reportedly rejected a multi-million-dollar ransom demand and a rescue mission this summer for Foley and other Americans failed. We're live now with White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Steve, officials with the president here on Martha's Vineyard sadly confirm the captives had been moved when the elite military teams arrived at a Syrian site pinpointed by U.S. intelligence. Officials reluctantly revealed last month's failed effort because some media were ready to report on it. Former top CIA official Michael Morell, a CBS News contributor, says the disclosure was unfortunate.
When we showed up at that oil refinery, the hostages weren't there, so ISIS was not sure why we came. Now they know that we may make an attempt to go after hostages so they will better protect them.
Morell believes Islamic State terrorists pose an increasing threat.
It took Al-Qaeda 2.5 years to plan 9/11. Would not surprise me to know that ISIS may be thinking about going in that kind of direction.
Steve, the rescue attempt is the only known U.S. military ground operation inside Syria since the start of the civil war there.
Well, James Foley's family is planning a mass for the slain journalist Sunday in Rochester, New Hampshire. Yesterday, his mother Diane and father John summoned the resolve to speak about their son and the others still being held.
Jim was a great American, and he believed in the very best of our country.
We beg compassion and mercy for Stephen Sotloff. And for the other captives, we just beg mercy. They never hurt anybody. They were trying to help.
And James Foley's brother John was mentioned by the terrorists in their execution video. He's a major in the Air Force, and the military notes today he's not serving on a mission in that region. There's good news.